Good morning. The cool front that eased our way yesterday and touched off a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms is overhead this morning. The result is plenty of cloud cover, also areas of fog and scattered showers, particularly across parts of the southern Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley back out toward the Finger Lakes. Most places are starting out the day in the middle to upper 50s. We'll have some breaks of sunshine in spots. Other places will be mostly cloudy with those showers passing through. And with the front close by through the afternoon, we'll even see some thunderstorms fire up, particularly from I-90 and Point South. Readings today where we see thicker clouds will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s with more sunshine. Some places may reach the lower to middle 70s. The action will slowly wind down during the evening with a few showers and thunderstorms. Then high pressure will start to build in tonight, scouring out all the clouds. And with clearing skies, lows will be back into the 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow. With high pressure in control, we'll have brilliant sunshine, mild temperatures, low humidity, and a nice breeze with highs in the middle to upper 70s. More sunshine and high pressure on Thursday with highs right around 80. On Friday, some moisture will begin to creep in the form of higher humidity. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, but mainly dry weather and highs in the lower 80s as we welcome in the first day of summer. The first weekend of summer will certainly feel like it, with highs in the mid-80s with increasing humidity for both Saturday and Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds and just the outside chance at an afternoon thunderstorm both days. Highs will even climb into the upper 80s by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for southern parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and far northern Kentucky. Also, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across southern and central parts of the High Plains into central parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. And a third area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central Idaho into northwestern and north central Montana. Though a few supercells will be possible in these areas, damaging winds and hail will be the primary threats. And Tropical Depression number 2 has moved inland over Guatemala. The depression is moving toward the west-northwest near 8 miles per hour. This will be followed by a turn toward the west and a decrease in forward speed by tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of the depression will move over portions of northern Guatemala and eastern Mexico through tonight and move over the Bay of Campeche by late tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast for the next day or so while the center of the depression remains over land. A little strengthening, though, is possible tomorrow night or early Thursday if the center moves offshore. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Abilene, Texas, at 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies with fog, 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 25 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. In Boston, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, a few showers and thunderstorms, then clearing later with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 70, that's 2 degrees above normal. 36 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 5.40 inches, which is 3.20 inches above normal. And 20.14 inches for the year, which is 3.16 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57, the record high 97 set in 1957, and the record low 39 1 year later in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing skies overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs right around 70. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, mild, low humidity, a slight breeze, highs in the middle to upper 70s, mostly sunny and warm on Thursday, near 80. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, but mainly dry and warm with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle 80s, and a shower or thunderstorm possible Monday, but mainly dry and highs in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.